This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm Paige.
Paige, I'm going to blow your mind with this conspiracy mystery coming up next.
I cannot wait.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not?
You're going to go home and burn your calendar.
She'll burn
I've a dude. Wanted to burn my calendar since I started school.
No, calendar, not colander.
Oh.
You hate cooking.
She's going to burn a wheel and then
no,
burn a calendar.
No, I love the calendar.
Yeah.
I use that. Funny you say that. I use that for everything almost.
Oh, I didn't hear you laugh.
Oh, well. Oh, Sage goes to adult education.
You do a good dolphin impersonation.
Did I do a good Gosling Electric? His headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric.
And we thank him for it.
Well, yeah. Using a colander is good because I use it for rice. I use it for vegetables. I rinse everything these days, even my meat. And like you just put it in the colander. It's a beautiful thing.
You don't do it like every time, right? Like sometimes you miss a meat rinse.
No, I do it all the time. Anyways.
Even roast beef?
I don't eat roast beef.
Even like steak, fish?
Yes, especially fish.
Really?
You got to rinse the roast beef.
I like that natural, like, whatever.
Bacteria?
No. I mean, if I'm getting it from a deli, like a...
Well, I don't do that. That's already prepared, but you're talking...
No, I mean, like cooking. a butcher's shop.
Yeah,
like,
rinse it, definitely.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Yeah. I like to butch a little. That'd be fun.
Well, you want to butch?
I'd love to learn how to butch.
I'm going to beam you a contact from my friend Abdullah. He will be able to set you
Hang
up.
Hang on, I'm not trying to get converted to nothing.
No, his last name's The Butcher.
Yeah, but that's okay. A skill, yeah. Though, butching.
It really is.
It really is. And they say Asheville's the Mecca.
Because you go away from the grain. I don't even
roast
know, because I remember when we had one of those electric slicers for, like, turkey. And so
turkey?
Somebody would always say, go against the grain. Make sure you're doing it right. So this, you know.
Slice the meat correctly.
Exactly.
I had a butcher. He got in trouble for meth. So you can't do it anymore.
Really?
Yeah. He cut New York strips perfect, too.
Oh, man. That's talent.
He really was good at it.
Sounds like he's hit a lot of buddies.
He always had a lot of steak. You know, the oysters he sold out of. I don't eat seafood, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, the steak, man, he was a genius. But he was a big druggie.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I can tell he had a handlebar mustache. So I can kind of tell he
was
in something.
That's kind of cool. He had a twisted at the bottom.
You either ride a bike or into drugs if you got a handlebar mustache.
That's about me from Molly Fingers.
It wasn't that either.
So we begin with this, a little story about dating.
Molly Fingers says, daughter.
You're going to start dating soon? All right, so 86.
Hang on, don't let him off the hook. He didn't answer.
I'm already swimming back down in the lake. I'm already off.
You're off?
Yeah, I got you worm.
I thought you were tending or whatever you call that, tendering. Is there a verb for that?
You do a daily little diary about this show, yet you don't remember the show stuff.
I deleted it. Yeah.
She's going to ask you what you did today.
And I thought, well, maybe you'd go back to it. I don't know.
August 12th. Okay. I just forgot it.
I told him to do Black People Meet, try that one, to switch it up, but he didn't want to do that one.
I don't think animals have a skin color.
I expect a crowd August 12th for people to...
Oh, you're not talking about me. I do. You're talking about like meeting. Oh, see. Okay, we're all over the place, and we're supposed to just be new stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so 56% of people say it's totally cool to do this on a first date.
Fart. I'm going to say fart.
I'm going to say split, 50-50, meal.
Oh, that's good.
Which sucks if, like, she ordered just a salad and he orders, like, the surf and turf. That ain't cool.
Because she's got to cover.
She's got to cover the half.
Is it cool for her to offer it? Or are you really going to let her pay?
It's cool for her to offer it. That way it's not like she thinks that she's showing I'm not here just for the meal.
I would ask
But her. If I said, sure, you can pay half, then, I mean,
I'd say, do you want to cover it? I'd just ask.
Even if you're just hooking up, do you have to eat first?
Or I wouldn't go to eat if we're just going to hook up. We might go get a Slurpee afterwards, but hopefully we had one before, too. Give you a big gulp.
Might as well.
I'm learning so much about dating. When I start on August 12th,
you might as well try to take the mile, right? Like, you know, ask her whatever you can get away with. Like, do you want to pay for
this? I just say, duct tape me to the chair and have you weigh with me.
Oh, that okay. could be good. That wouldn't be good at all.
I got some duct tape.
Because it's one of those chairs that has the hole in the middle of it, and she could have like...
It's not a crowning chair or any kind of, you know...
Why would you want to be stiff? Wouldn't you want to...
Well, I mean, move. It's kind of a necessity. There's people take medicine to get that way now, Paige. Really, I have it the old-fashioned way. Fat Boy uses popsicle sticks and duct tape.
You don't want to be stuck. I meant to say stuck instead of stiff.
She's going to love it, too.
Yeah. Homemade splint.
So this study found that 56% of people say it's totally acceptable to use a coupon on the first date.
Who the hell has coupons for dinner?
People who are friends with people who have kids that play Little League.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Hey, buy my book. You get discounts, but the book's only $450.
Use it on a date. She will think a lot of you and think, wow, he's financially conscious.
And grab a coupon for the $5 appetizer. I'm just thinking maybe you're just there... to go to dinner with this person so he can use his coupon that he doesn't really like.
I like how we're trying to raise money for the team, but the parents of the kids that actually play don't raise the money, like give to it. They ask other people for it.
Sometimes, but I have a friend who they forgot to sell the coupon books for their son that plays soccer, and... they ended up buying like 10 of them themselves and then gave them away as Christmas gifts.
Oh, dang. That's expensive. So,
yeah. Like if you
but it's that
it,
thing, though. It's
must
like
be a DSA soccer.
The people that do fundraisers know that if your kid doesn't come back with several sales, it looks like you as a parent don't give a damn.
Yeah,
that's just the pressure as a parent.
Or you can't move product.
Yeah. Or your kid wants, you know, whatever the prizes are now.
You can't sell those dollar chocolate bars?
It's like, yeah, like your mother's going to buy the whole lot of chocolate bars because you didn't go do anything.
Right. I get the wrapping paper and the popcorn. That stuff's expensive and kind of ridiculous. But
the wrapping paper especially. Like that's where, like if I was a principal or whatever, a den leader, I'd say, no, gift wrapping paper's silly.
That's not a good one.
It's not a good one. It makes me resentful that I spent that much on gift wrapping paper.
I think we did that kind of thing for band when I was in orchestra. I didn't do band.
What'd you play?
I played the violin.
Okay.
You tell she had money. I said Wrigley money coming in.
Yeah.
Plays the skin flute on weekends.
I still have my violin. You know who broke it? Stu, because he was doing Dixie Chicks in my living room.
He was doing Dixie Chicks.
What does that mean?
He was just going around playing the fiddle, drunk. And I said, put my violin down.
Oh, it's a fiddle now.
He said fiddle. I go, that is a violin. You need to put it in his
case. Was it a Stradivarius?
Break it. And he broke it.
He threw it against the wall?
I had a real Stradivarius. My Uncle Wrigley gave to me.
Did he do like Honky Tonk Man, smack you on the back?
I don't know. It was just ridiculous. I said, you're being a fool, fool.
He used a guitar.
Put my violin away.
Did they ever bring like a big cello in and break it over somebody's back in a wrestling match?
They should have.
No, that's too hard.
Throw someone through a piano.
I'm sure Paul's going to be, we got Yo-Yo Ma's going to host Raw.
I'm just going to bring a cello.
Dude, I know. Somebody. Like, what are they going to do with, what's her name that's hosting? Big butt rapper lady.
Oh, Cardi B, right?
Yeah. Like, what are they going to do? She going to recreate Rikishi's sting face on somebody?
Yeah, probably. It's going to be Amigos inclusion.
Is Tyrese Halliburton going to wrestle?
I don't think he's going to wrestle.
Okay.
Because they're in the playoffs.
I caught a glimpse of that. I didn't fully dial in on it.
So according to this study, being frugal is kind of hot. People like that.
Yeah. As long as you're not Jared Frugal. Or Fogle. Eddie Fogler? I don't know.
He got in trouble, Jared.
He did, yes.
Hey, you got in a lot of trouble.
You got in a good bit of trouble.
Some people say they've been turned off.
And the moron
by people that, you know, use coupons and stuff. So, whatever.
Yeah, I
mean, be yourself. If you're cheap, use a coupon.
Did you watch that Jared from Subway, the three-part documentary?
I couldn't watch it.
It's rough at the end.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
I started that, and I started Melendez. Menendez. The Stuttering John documentary.
No, I was watching that with a cousin was saying, oh, it's bad.
Did you get more mad at the lady who was like, you know, furthering this whole thing along?
On which one?
What, the lady that recorded him? And when he asked to see her kids naked,
Jared,
and then that was the final straw.
That's bad.
But the whole time she's like, I didn't know what to do. I was back and forth, afraid of Jared's fat ass from Subway.
You know what sucks about history and our short-term history remembrance or memory is that in a lot of people's mind they think Jared owned Subway, like the MyPillow guy owned the MyPillow company.
Oh, Mike.
Or Papa John. Like, they think, oh, Jared owned. No, he was a fat guy who ate them subs all the damn time, lost a bunch of weight, and then they're like, hey, what if you don't have to pay anymore for these Subways foot long?
Made millions.
Tons of money. He was the Ken Jennings of Subway.
Now, he was going to other countries and getting with kids, too.
Yeah, he was a... what do you call it? You're not trafficking kids. You're receiving kids.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he receives kids.
You know what today is?
In Thailand.
Working Women's Wednesday.
No, it's National Wait Staff Day.
Oh, I see that made you uncomfortable, so you switched. A nice pivot.
You noticed, huh?
What is National Wait Staff Day? Is that something they started like Sin Night?
Yeah, you already got Sundays.
It is supposed to honor servers, bartenders, and baristas and thank them for dealing with all the public out there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, I got to lump you in as a whole. If you're a barista, you're kind of uppity here the past couple of years. Like, you might want to check it and see.
Yeah, why aren't you a coffee bartender?
Like, you want $25 an hour, you want benefits?
Yeah, I'm not going to tip you if I...
I have a hard time with places that, and if you listen to the show and you work there or go there or whatever, it ain't heat. It's just me and my weird observations. But a coffee bar.
Yeah.
But yet,
there was an oxygen bar. That was
funny. Sounds weird, right? But then, at the coffee bar, they are a barista. The bar in there, that suffix. So why is a bartender not a barista? Why is a barista not a bartender?
Makes no sense.
So here's some stats for you about restaurants.
I'm going into teaching.
If you worked in a restaurant, which I work in a restaurant.
I have put in many years.
All right, so here is...
I forgot my wallet. I had to wash dishes.
Paige has got 14 jobs, by the way. It's not a bit when she says she works somewhere.
Here is something.
13 about if she doesn't get to work on time tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care. Go ahead.
32% of servers have eaten food off a customer's plate. I would never, ever do that.
I've done that. I don't even work there. I will eyeball a person.
You eat the french fries.
Really?
You can tell if some food's not been touched and it's sitting on the side of the table like fries. Oh, yeah, that's open game, man.
Yeah.
You should get a job as a busboy. You can eat all the food you want.
Too descriptive here, but do you remember the, to us, the infamous bar in downtown Greenville where we pretty much had our way with the place. In fact, if we wanted
French fries there too,
the kitchen was closed. They'd say, "Just go in there and make whatever you want."
Where was that?
I'm not going to say, but you remember the place. One of the guys who worked
spot
there
downtown.
I don't know what his job title would have been. I'm doing air quotes because sometimes he bounced, sometimes he was cooking, sometimes he was cleaning off tables.
Oh yeah,
and I watched him umpteen times. If somebody left half a beer or half a cocktail
half a beer,
or any of he would drink it. I'm like, first off, what are you going to do if that's a roofie one? Or it's like somebody put a cigarette out into that damn dark Grolsch beer or whatever the hell you drink.
I feel like this guy was immune to most stuff.
Like, the one the kind of guy
the,
that
the server chick with the mustache might not have been, but he definitely
no,
was.
No, it wasn't that one. But it was like it's not making fun because it's a disease, alcoholism, and blah blah blah. But like he needed alcohol to like if he didn't drink, he would probably get sick. Like he constantly was drinking, addicted. But never was like sloshy.
Yeah,
you know, it just like it was his water.
Have you ever kissed the cook? Well, 25% have hooked up with a cook before.
No, I mean just women cooks, not like in a restaurant cook.
Yeah, chef.
But I don't want to say that.
I never hooked up with him, but I lived in his house.
Female cook.
Paul Prudhomme?
No, a chef. That
Chef Tail.
He was a chef at Hotel Nico in San Francisco, and he was really good, like very high quality chef. So we rented the loft at this house in San Francisco.
He probably only had a couple things he was into.
He was married to a woman.
What?
We were all on the same page on that one. I knew it. Nico Suave.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. It was really nice. And so he
made love to him?
No. Touched him.
No.
Did he touch you?
No. Dang it. He had a beautiful wife.
Was this in San Pedro?
It was in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco.
She gets like that page. She'll talk about, he's got such a beautiful family. You're a nice wife. I mean,
they were very nice. I wouldn't dare. I mean, he was handsome and everything, but I wouldn't dare cross the line of.
He ain't going to stop you. He wants you to cross that line.
Oh, Paige, I have sad news to report to you. Nico's in San Francisco was a French bistro that received a Michelin star, but it's no longer open.
Where was it at in the Castro?
It was on
Tenderloin
Montgomery Street.
Yes.
Look, there's a picture with a lady holding a T-bone steak and large hooter. Paige, this is you.
It really is.
No, it's not you. It's Morgana, the kissing bandit.
Yeah, the house was in China Basin, and it was this really nice old Victorian. It was pretty.
I love Victorian.
So we lived upstairs above.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun story.
Oh, I'm sorry to bore you.
No, I meant it. I want to just say it again.
I'll never apologize for boring you, by the way, if it ever happens.
Okay.
He meant out, though.
And 50% have retaliated against a rude customer before.
Paige, did you love the Rangoon Ruby?
What the hell was that?
That was their feature.
You know, I didn't get a lot of the food, but every once in a while he'd bring us some stuff, and it was just always a treat because we never had food in our house.
Hey.
What?
Hey, Nico, it's Paige. Will you bring me some foie gras?
I'm going to go to Chinatown and get some fortune cookies. Yes. I'll be right back.
We're going to the Slauson swap meet, so.
We're going to
get
Tom.
Some Ronnie Hilfiger.
No, people wouldn't. With people
Hilfiger.
Knock on the door and go, hey, do you mind if we come over and just wait a half an hour for traffic?
Hey, girl, we're going down. I got the new Bart Simpson Air Jordan t-shirt. So.
Do you mind if I sleep on your couch? I don't want to drive over the bridge.
We're going to Fisherman's Wharf.
Okay.
And they're going to Hop Sing Tong.
But somebody else is on the couch. You'll have to find another place to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
They're going
to tell you that story. God bless her. My grandma, she didn't have very much money. My dad's mom. And she would she would Christmas shop at Tabb's Flea Market. And one Christmas.
I loved that. She would shop all year round.
It was new goods, I think.
She would shop all year round for you and make you the best.
Well, let's not call it the best, but she got me
a
Bart Simpson Air Jordan bootleg sweatshirt. Sweatshirt. Bootleg. So I wear this to school thinking nothing about it. And my friend, who was black, says, that's kind of weird that they made Bart Simpson black on your t-shirt. And this is no lie, and I'll get the people on Facebook to prove it. There was a guy that also went to our school who was Asian. And he says, I'm more offended that they took...
That Bart looks the way he
so
looks.
So I turned the damn thing inside out the rest of the day. Because I was wearing what I... And this was in the 90s before people were politically correct. And even then. Even then.
You were offensive and you didn't even know
it. I was just wearing my Christmas present.
You didn't know it.
She probably saw P1 Travis Barker out there if she went to Tabs.
Oh. Probably
so. A little baby there with a mohawk. Tattoos. Just shot a buck. I'm 12 months.
Whenever went to Tadpoles, damn it.
Tadpoles was the fish restaurant or seafood restaurant across the street.
No, it's gone.
It's right beside the place.
Oh, good. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be hurtful.
Well, it's the wife of a fireman. You should know.
I should have known these things, but nobody told me.
You know what? It's sad, but you know what? I bet it smelled good for hours.
I bet.
You know?
Smells like hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
I think they left them devil crabs in there too long.
Oh, boy.
Flounder.
Yeah. Mm. And then ham step cubes. Across the street and Shrimps. Shop for mattresses and televisions.
That's where DMX bought his furniture.
DMX bought furniture from Tad's flea market, where my Bart Simpson sweatshirt
came. Nice. He always used to ride his lawnmower to the C-store.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. God, I don't
very
know.
Odd times. We're like, well, why is DMX here, first off?
He's the one who discovered the cost of living was so cheap here. He's like...
He brought it here. It's his fault.
He started living here. He's like, well, he lives in Greer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sadly, we only had him on the one time. But that, what a
I still got
moment.
His phone number. I wonder who's got it now.
Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
One of his 10 kids.
Call and pretend like you're
oh, I'm from
pretend
the furniture
you're a
place.
Lawyer and you're working on the Diddy case.
Oh, that'd be good. I think I can pull that off.
We found this number for DMX in Diddy's phone.
Did we set it up like a commercial?
I'm a litigator.
If Diddy ever peed on you, call this number.
Oh, my God.
I'm a litigator on the Diddy case.
Oh, Fat Lord.
Fatboy the
mercy.
Litigator.
Paige, that was
a mess.
That was something
so
else.
So sorry. I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys.
What you're apologizing for? It was
it's
stimulating.
One of those days.
It was.
It ain't even damn started yet.
Yeah, for people, a lot of people, it hasn't.
I mean, come on. We almost lunchtime, but whatever.
Well, our lunchtime's at 10:30, but...
He waits, starting at...
I will sit in the parking lot wait for the menu board to change at 10:30. I definitely will.
You're still doing the Chick-fil-A a lot.
Yep, or the you know, a place where I rule. You know, I mean, go there and wait for the menu board to change. And I'll count
it
down.
Get you excited.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell them.
You ever accidentally get a Whopper on a croissant sandwich?
No, but they'll try to say, we're still on breakfast. I'm like, oh, no.
No, we not.
Oh, no.
The menu board changed because I just watched
I'm
it for the past
here.
3 minutes.
But tell me this, though. Every once in a while, and hand to God, I haven't eaten there in a long time, but right at the when it turns over, you ever get an old tater tot?
Oh, yeah.
In your fries.
And I love it, too.
It's the one that soaked up all the grease.
Isn't that a good omen?
And I like when
you get an onion ring in your french fries.
That is. That's.
Yeah.
Same woman always works the drive-through too. She's like, let me take your order. And I'm like, okay, this is what I want. So, oh, it's you again.
I want you to do that voice tomorrow for fussing.
Because we'll talk about wrestling because, you know, when we go through the thing.
Did she call you Mr. Boy?
Oh, no.
Mr. Boy.
Handsome. She'll say handsome sometimes.
Hey, handsome.
Remember the time they misspelled his name on the side of the Starbucks cup? That was offensive.
Big women
love me. He's married to a woman.
Big older women love me. They call me handsome all the time. Big white women, big black women.
She just
women,
reached up and grabbed the joke. There it was. She got it now.
I was talking about myself. I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry, well, you were going into business for yourself.
Please repeat.
I ain't going through all of that.
Folks, Paige, that was great. What if they've been lying to us all along?
Oh,
and what if unknowingly you, me, Fatboy, Paige, all of us have just been playing along? And what if the next big lie is already happening on your iPhone?
Now, hang on now. You're going to get real specific, and I'm going to get freaked out.
Who holds the calendar? Who? Like
the Gregorians.
You just that's part of what I'm about to talk about next, my friend.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I think you were hacking my Google Drive.
That might explain why all the Baybus websites pop up on there.
Well, it makes sense now. I got to change my birthday as my password.
I'm making a pop-up.
That's why you should never tell people when it's your birthday. It's not because of how old you are. It's because they're going to figure out your password.
Oh.
All right. Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries right after this. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like the world just doesn't make sense anymore? Like time itself has maybe warped? Like everything's moving too fast? Maybe memories that don't line up, or events that you swear happened just a few years ago, you realize were 10 plus years ago, maybe a full decade. Now imagine this. What if it's not your imagination? You ever thought about that? What if we've been lied to about everything? Hello, friends. My name is Mattman. I'm talking about the possibility that nearly 300 years of our recorded history never happened. Not a misprint, not a theory, a deliberate fabrication of sorts, of time itself, essentially.
That's a long time, 300 years.
300, it is a long time. Yeah, I mean, the last few years, especially during COVID, we've talked about that. Like, you not feel like this fast forward button, some kind of, sometimes yeah. Certain years were real long, but then other times just seemed like, whoa.
Yeah, but it don't feel like it though.
Like we're almost halfway through the year, guys. You see all the time those little memes that says, I can't believe that 2050 is longer than 2001 is, or whatever those things are, you know those things.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the year that we think it is, 2025, and you subtract 297 years. That would make it the year 1728. Why? Because there's this brilliant, brilliant man in Germany named, and I may say this wrong, Herbert Illing.
Nailed it.
Herbert Illing.
Illing.
He believes that everything between 614 AD and 911 AD, almost three centuries, was completely made up. That means no medieval times, no Charlemagne the Great, no... On the timeline, what we call the Dark Ages are these years. All these innovations prior, and then 300 years, nothing happened. We didn't keep any notes. Not even people in Asia, where they are meticulous, 6,000 plus years of history. Nothing happened to those 300 years.
That's why it's so easy for him to make this claim, because there's no evidence or very little.
Just a historical vapor. Just... What if it all just starts with power? And what is the true power? What do we always say that all the big wigs, the big-time know-it-alls, the people like Mark Cuban say, the most valuable currency is time.
Yeah.
Time. So the power is with the calendar itself. So the theory goes that this Roman emperor named Otto III, this is all documented, and the guy who's the Pope... See, the reason this all came up was I was looking up stuff about the Pope.
Leo.
Pope Sylvester II. He wanted to rule during that significant and symbolic time, which we talked about this before during Conspiracy Mysteries, about the 1,000 years of the reign of Christ on earth. The
long time.
Little season. The 1,000th year after Christ. So the problem is they were not anywhere near the year 1,000. So they faked it. They literally went in and altered records. They literally went in and backdated events. They created documents out of thin air to show royal lineage that conveniently landed them in the right year. So our dating system goes back to Greece, and it's called the, and I don't speak Grecian, but it's Anno Domini. And that's the dating system we use. So they didn't just rewrite their own legacy. They rewrote everybody's. And the biblical thing about that is the prophecy. Like, they were going to be reigning over the millennial kingdom. And it should be, still to a lot of people, a big deal. But then it was everything. Like, you wanted to be the man who ushers in the little season. So, what would you do with the power to shift the calendar? Like, would you push your birthday back or make Christmas every month? What would you do?
Probably like bump up payday.
Yeah.
Well,
to start.
You can do that one thing, but they take like 20% of your check.
Depends on how sinister I want to get with it.
Why are there almost no like major archaeological finds that happened in those years, the Dark Ages, the 600s through the 900s. And according to most of the like major museums, including the Smithsonian, they have no significant things that happened during that time period. No relics, nothing.
Would there have been anything to discover at that point? Like, what all
we were
happened?
Discovering it before. We were discovering Pompeii. We were discovering
Europe.
All the European wars and all, sure, like we know because of diaries what happened during all these wars and whatnot. So it drifted off 11 minutes a year with the calendar that the Roman Empire used. It was called the Julian calendar. So by the time that Pope fixed it, it would have been off by 13 days. So if that adds up all the years since, that would put us at the year. And I mean, you can feel free to independently, somebody had to take a dump real bad, you hear the door? You can plug this in your computer, talk to your history people, and just ask them about this stuff. Because there was like, I'm not knowing what happened during those years. But the one thing that I do think about is that Mayan calendar. Those people were brilliant. I don't know where the source for their brilliance came from. The way they built buildings, the way they kept a calendar, the way they knew the stars and all this stuff.
Sun and all that crap.
And it ended in 2012. That's when they said that there would be a great reset. The earth would combine into the sun or whatever they said, with more prose and poetry. So if it's off by 300 years, that means that the big one could be in the year 2300, which I'm fine with that, like, be honest with you. Like, I have no major issue with that. But
I didn't think about that.
Who controls the calendar? It's not some pope now, and I don't say that degrading. It's not a pope. It's not a prime minister. Who owns the calendar now? Google tells you what day it is. Apple sets your alarms. Your iPhone decides when daylight savings time starts and ends. Your Alexa turns on your lights when the sun goes down.
Yep.
Time zones, meeting invites, global updates, all based on servers that you never see in a room that you will never enter.
Oh. And we can all decide. We could change it.
So are you living in 2025 or just the one they told you you're in?
I mean, it brings...
Laugh at me all you want to, listeners. No one in this room is laughing right now. If I walk out of the room and you laugh, I will come in here mad.
It brings into context old 2012. If they're a lot farther off than they thought they were, then...
Or maybe it's to, like, extend that period. But those two guys, and I want to say the names one more time because I really want people to Google this on their own and not think this is just hogwash, as they say. And I know what a hogwash is. Otto III, O-T-T-O III, and Pope Sylvester II. Look that up and just tell me what you find, because I spent a good amount of time on that. So I'd like you to look into it as well. If you got a conspiracy for me, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and X, Otto Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. This has been another Matt Manns Conspiracy Mystery. What time is it?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up. up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, so I'm all for reading text. Matt Man, bro, you seriously just said the year 600 from 900 never happened. First off, I didn't. I said 614 to 911. You got us over here Googling Charlemagne at 9 a.m. It's 8 a.m. Well, it's almost 9 o'clock. You're right. My brain hurts. My coffee ain't kicked in yet. Matt Man, I agree with you on this. It's called the Phantom Timeline Theory. My kid said that he saw this on a TikTok video. Also, that Napoleon was made up by the Pope. Appreciate you.
What?
I think there's. I mean that one's the Pope. Not the Pope, but
Napoleon.
Napoleon did it. I mean that. There's proof of that. I mean,
this is really going to happen again because you know with AI, people are going to question. They're not going to remember when that started. They're going to think Babe Ruth was not a real person.
They can't say that about Napoleon because he was definitely a real person.
Well, it's my favorite ice cream.
I mean,
the best story.
It really is the best.
Yeah, some of everything, you know, chocolate, a little vanilla, a little strawberry.
Mix the vanilla and the strawberry.
Is that not Napoleon ice cream?
Thing? Yeah, all three. Yeah. Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. It's called Neapolitan.
I like it.
We tricked you.
So, I don't have, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't have proof of that I accept. I mean, it can go to my faith. It can go to, again.
I mean, it would end there, right?
George Washington on the end of that boat. Like, I don't really think he was necessarily at the end of that boat. I think that's that picture, that painting and everything. But, like.
I'm not sure his clothes even survived, like, when people claim they have his, you know.
They got his teeth, right? Or is that Andrew Jackson's teeth?
Like, were they really wooden teeth, or I mean, can they come up with something a little bit better even back then than wood teeth?
I mean,
well, what are you going to use? Animal teeth?
I would have thought they would have used ivory. Like they made damn piano keys out of tusks, elephant tusks. Can't do it anymore.
But that's not accessible for everybody to whittle down a tusk.
I can
do it. That's true.
Don't you want tusks?
Done it before.
Unless you want to do it to. Like goat horns or something.
When he was Dracula 2 years ago for Halloween, he was using real elephant tusks as his fangs.
Wouldn't you rather have tusks like a walrus?
No.
Hello, I'm a walrus.
No.
Like, old timekeeping was precise. It was precise. Now, we think now because we're all on this world timeline, which we are. I mean, you got to think again. When the world agrees on something, that's kind of sinister.
Uh-huh. How you change the narrative in something.
It's like all the countries, you know, that we all go and do the security for Antarctica, this world treaty we have. But outside of that, outside of space stations and treaties for Antarctica, we hate each other. We're over here bombing each other, but our guys can live in a space station together. It's all digital time now. And who's to say that a few seconds out of the hour a day, they speed it up unless you're sitting there watching. You don't know that.
They could change it all again if they wanted to. You'd have to deal with it.
I think it happened during COVID. I really think that's where a second or two started coming off the clock. And I don't know what that does to make the powers that be, if that whatever exists.
It's hard for me to, and you talk about the clock, and it's hard for me to think about the doomsday clock on how close we are to
lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise.
It just makes you think, who's sitting there waiting for the world to end and waiting for that to happen.
Financiers.
As we're getting close
liquor
to the
makers.
Clock every year that it's just.
Look at the people who make money no matter how the financial terms sway. And it's financiers and liquor makers.
They want conflict. They don't.
They just make money either way.
They don't want
the
resolution. They want everybody
they're
unhappy.
They're the ones. Warren Buffett will sell you the trailer. He will finance the trailer. He'll repossess the trailer. He has the furniture company that. Every facet of it. It's like the Fanatics of trailers.
Oh.
Every facet of it he owns.
Warren Buffett does.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Some call him Buffet, but it's Buffett.
Won't buy a hairbrush either.
He had a pencil-thin mustache like Andy Devine, I believe.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Okay.
That was Jimmy Buffett before you text in. Jerks. Paige, What is up in the Plex?
Oh, we're going there already. Okay.
Are we?
Hell yeah, we are, you big dummy.
Well, we're going to talk about what...
Lamont and Leroy over here. I'm the big dummy.
Little yeah, that's cricket. Okay. Yeah. I'm ready. We were going to talk about how you can't party if you get an Airbnb.
That's why you get it.
And there's an algorithm that's going to prevent you for that. So, what is you, gotta, you know, you can't rent a place just to party anymore.
I mean, you can. It's just got to be a hotel room.
Some people are cool with paying the incidental. What do you call it?
It's called
accidental
security deposit.
Yeah, that security deposit.
Yeah, I made Jeremy Clements lose his at his wedding. More on that on a shoot interview when I get fired. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.